Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today we have the last quarter moon in Virgo. Attend to the details, and it's surprising how much detail we miss out in our manifestations. There's a lot. The more detail you give anything that you can visualize and wish for, the more you can make it a reality in your life. The less you do, then it's just a fantasy or a dream. Right, so this says, it would be lovely to think that manifesting means just snapping your fingers and magically making everything better. However, there's more to it than that. Past worries, mean comments, self-doubt and fears need to be dealt with before you can start to feel good. A tedious task may need to be taken care of. Before you move forwards to make the magic happen. Worries slow down your ability to make magic, so attend to the details and you can have fun. So what exactly is slowing you down and holding you back? Now, in the past couple of readings that I've done, I've been saying that things like self-doubt or not giving yourself enough well wishes and like I was saying with the Libra things about things being unbalanced in yourself or in your life, right? These are the kind of things that you want to attend to, because whilst your life goes round in circles, right, if you are still following the same routine, hoping for something to change, you might want to reconsider what you are doing currently for it not to change. Because if you are still going around the same circles, which for the same things, and expecting things to happen, then it's probably not going to happen. Because, all right, let's say you are lighting a candle and doing this manifestation thing. If you still view the life that you have in the same way and your future life in the same way that you currently have, right, if that makes sense, then there is a good chance that you are just putting things on hold and hoping for things in the hope that you actually failed, just so you can look back and say, look what a failure I am. This comes from self-doubt and lack of self-worth. Right now, there may be relationships in the past which you haven't decided to deal with, or there may be work relationships that you're not really too fond of, but you still maintain. There may be things like really tiny things, like I always say, cleaning out your sock drawer, or cleaning out your cupboard, or reorganizing your room, emptying out your inbox, getting rid of old photos that you don't, you know, of random things that, you know, you don't really care for. We are naturally good at hoarding things and then we like to keep the memories, and then some of us will just delete absolutely everything all at once, and then it's like we're trying to clean the slate. But whilst we're trying to clean that slate, we're not really learning from this whole cleanse and things, because there's two sides to that. So like I said, there's someone who will hoard things, and then other people who will delete all their phone conversations, their text messages, their emails, like everything is a clean slate, right? But if their thought pattern and their thought process is still the same, they're not really wiping anything clean. They're just basically just removing stuff, if that makes sense, right? So what exactly are the imbalances, and what details are you not attending to that need to be sorted out? So take a look at what you're manifesting and look at what the details that you're missing out, and look at your current life and see where you can make the changes to start visualizing and making sure that these things start to happen for you, right? I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.